News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and the news brought to you today by Allstate. As temperatures rise, so do the number of potholes. Get good hand roadside assistance. You'll never pay a dime unless you use it. Register now at allstate.com/roadside. Let's see what's going on in today's news. Here's Kim.
The Bend Police Department has finished its investigation into the murder-suicide involving a mother and her children in Bend. The investigation concluded that Julie Still used a .22 caliber pistol to take the life of her 5-year-old daughter and attempted to take the life of her 2-year-old son before taking her own life. The son survived and has recovered from his injuries. Investigators say journal entries written by Julie gave supportive insight into her state of mind. The case will now be sent to the district attorney's officials for a review. And the community of Lapine is playing a big role in helping a mom and her 3 children who are the victims of an early morning fire on Easter. Lapine Fire Department officials say Lisa Coate and her 3 kids narrowly escaped from their RV on Easter morning. The family did not have fire insurance and lost most of their belongings. Bobby Bourne with the American Red Cross says they provided temporary assistance and the local community has done a lot for their family.
From what I understand, that the Lapine community has really stepped up to help them. They were given assistance by the FAN network at the school. They've had friends helping them find a trailer, and there's just been many, many agencies that have stepped up to help them out.
The Lapine Fire Chief says Lisa Coate is a full-time college student with a full-time job. She awoke first and got her 3 kids out of the RV. The 5th wheel had no working smoke detector, and the family has no fire insurance. A friend of a slain Eugene police officer calls him a one-of-a-kind person who is very popular in the community. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Radio talk show host Rob Holloway is going to speak at Friday's memorial in Eugene that could draw as many as 15,000 people. He knew Officer Chris Kilcolan for several years as a friend and professionally on the radio. The 43-year-old officer was shot and killed during a traffic pursuit on Friday. The suspect, Cheryl Kidd of Springfield, was arrested a short time later and charged with aggravated murder. Holloway says Officer Kilcolan was heavily involved in several different and important local causes.
The ironic thing about it is that he was extremely involved with helping with people with mental health issues, and the fact that this woman obviously needed some help. I mean, it's entirely possible he could have been helping her 3 days before, and she ends up taking his life. It's a question that I'll ask for the rest of my life.
Kilcolan was a highly decorated and popular officer and leaves behind a wife and 2 children. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Local sheriff's officials are still investigating a dramatic crash from yesterday morning. The accident on Highway 97 at Deschutes Junction resulted in 4 people in the hospital and closed down the Highway 97 while AirLink made a landing. One witness said that all of a sudden in front of him, he saw a large vehicle airborne, turning and landing on its tires, and debris flying everywhere. The SUV careened over the median barrier. Deschutes County Sheriff's spokesman, Lieutenant Kevin Disney, understands why people have been shocked by the 3-car accident.
It's most definitely a traumatic scene for emergency responders as well as witnesses and passerbys to see that much chaos at the intersection, and it takes some time to get some of that sorted out.
Those taken to the hospital as a result of the 3-car crash were 21-year-old Morgan McCurdy of Bend, 22-year-old Lacey Scatterfield of Bend, 43-year-old Mary Rosenbaum, and 36-year-old Shelley Creswell, both of Redmond. And prom season is coming up in the next couple of weeks. For the last several years, Bend Lapine schools have made sure that students haven't been drinking. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer says this prom season, students will undergo the same scrutiny.
For the last 8 years, Summit High School has made all students take a breathalyzer before they enter any of their dances. Principal Dr. Lynn Baker.
Well, we wanted to make sure that students knew if they were going to come to a dance at Summit High School that they were going to be clean and sober, and we weren't going to have any issues inside the dance.
Dr. Baker says students know they have to take the breathalyzer, and they've never had a student fail the test. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for the day. If you want more on these stories and other information, check out our website. That's kbnd.com. I'm Kim Birchfield, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.